The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Monday, December 28th, and it is time to preview the final week 16 game of the NFL season. There's only 1 week and one game of football left in the regular season. It's crazy to do so, to look at this from a gambling and DFS perspective, and just to talk about the game and make picks in general. The great Emory Hunt joining us. Emory, what's up, buddy?
Cool, and Will, how you doing, man?
I can't complain. I've been wearing this toboggan for like 42 consecutive days. My family's starting to wonder about me, as if they weren't already wondering about me. And, I don't know, I'm excited for Bills Patriots. I think this is a little intriguing. Like, this game is not, does not profile as a great game in the sense that the Bills are 7-point favorites. The Patriots have largely been terrible this season. But I think it's intriguing because the Bills have already won the division. And really, there's no like playoff spoiler role here for the Pats. I mean, I guess they could make the Bills go down to the 3 seed or like, you know, I mean, like there's nothing they can really do. But to me, there does feel like a little bit of like slay the dragon, officially slay the dragon type of game here for the Bills where like you could kind of go into New England, whip Bill Belichick's ass and really like get some cathartic type of release from doing so and saying, all right, this is our division now, Bill. Do you get that sense, or is this kind of a, or are the Bills focused enough to tune up for the playoffs and not treat this as the big game that we thought it would be before the season?
You know, I'm kind of torn between it because you could see both sides of it. You could see the Bills coming in here wanting to embarrass the Patriots because the Pats really could have beat them the first time if Newton didn't fumble the football away. Or you could see this as the Bills come in, you know, tussle a little bit for the first quarter and a half, and then we see Matt Barkley trot out there for the rest of the game. So I can see both sides of it. They're probably going to work on some things. If seeding is that important to them, because right now I think they're slated to play the Ravens, and I don't know if they want that smoke. Mm. So if they, you know, if they want to find a better option to play, maybe a better opponent to play, then seeding is important to them. But right now I'm just excited to see how the Bills and Patriots match up in the trenches, because I think that's an area where this game will be won or lost, no matter who's starting at quarterback.
Yeah, so the seeding is weird because if the Bills win tonight and lose to the Dolphins and then the Steelers beat the Browns in week 17, the Steelers would be the 2 seed and Buffalo would be the 3 seed. You know, the Browns are a 7-point favorite against the Steelers in week 17. If the Bills win out, or if the Bills win out, they'll play the Colts. I don't know that you can get, I agree with you. I don't think you want to play the Ravens. That is, the Ravens are coming on strong. I think they're actually a terrible matchup for Buffalo because of their strengths, but I don't think you can treat these final two games worrying about your opponent. I think you have to either decide we want the 2 seed or we don't care if we're the 2 seed or the 3 seed, because Kansas City has already clinched the 1. And so the question is, do you go all out in this game? You know, are you willing to rest players in the second half? I mean, I'm not trying to get into a bigger picture discussion necessarily of what you do with rest and all that, but it matters for the spread. Cause if you're back in the Bills -7 and Matt Barkley's playing 30 minutes in the second half in this game, cause Buffalo's got a 21-point lead, you're probably going to be a little nervous that the Patriots are going to come through the back door, right?
Exactly. And that's why I think when you look at the point spread, I will probably lean to taking the Pats and the points because of the uncertainty. Plus, you know, this is a division game. We know they know each other really well, especially Bill Belichick and how he is able to game plan for Buffalo. So this game would be close by nature if they were playing at full strength. And so when you add the element of Matt Barkley perhaps playing a lot in this ball game, it becomes even tighter. So I would probably lean toward taking the Pats and the points regardless in this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Patriots are very good. Their defense isn't playing well. Stephon Gilmore is out, which means Stephon Diggs should be able to do whatever the hell he wants. Josh Allen is 12-1. We talked about him on the podcast last night to win the MVP, the third highest favorite. He's not going to win it. Aaron Rodgers probably will. And if he doesn't, Patrick Mahomes will. But Allen's playing really well. You know, one of the things that gives you pause too, I think, against the Patriots is even with Gilmore out and the Patriots lacking a ton of defensive talent, Allen for his career now against the Patriots in four games, completing just over 50% of his passes, 732 yards in four games, is 183 yards per game, just three passing touchdowns and six interceptions, has also been sacked nine times. He has not been good against Bill Belichick defenses. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the Bills want to do here. It's a Monday night game. I don't think you want to go out and I think there is something to be said for, you know, sort of like the Steelers on Sunday. You want to have confidence going into the playoffs. You don't want to go out and just lay, you know, total eggs. So I agree. I think the Bills will win and find a way to win, but I agree with you. I'll take the Patriots and the points. Any thought on the total here?
You know, the total can get crazy. It's Monday night and things can get haywire. But I look at this game and I just think, you know, it kind of screams over because I think the Bills defense, the Bills defense is doing a good job as of late. And the Patriots, like you just mentioned, seem to have Josh Allen's number. And unless the Bills can come in here and dominate in the run game, that's an area where they probably should try to work on before they go into the playoffs. But I just see this one being under that number total.
Yeah. Kenny White, I think, actually had the over as a best bet on the podcast last week. And I was kind of stunned by it because I look at this and I think this should be 43, like 42 and a half, and it's 46 and a half. Maybe the Bills defense doesn't come to play in this game and we see a ton of points. I don't know. But I tend to agree with you. I would lean under and Pats here on this Monday night game. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will break down player props and some DFS action.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Okay, so as we mentioned, Stephon Gilmore out for the Patriots. I think this is a high number, but I'm looking at it immediately because he hits it all the time. Stephon Diggs over receiving yards, 85 and a half. Now, if they sit players or they try and do a conservative game plan and pound the ball with Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, this could be a problematic situation. But I think that it guaranteed for the first half, I think Josh Allen will play a minimum of three quarters in this game. I don't think they pull him out at halftime unless it's just, you know, like 42-7 or something like that. I don't think they'll get there. So I like Stephon Diggs over receiving yards, 85 and a half in this spot. Any thoughts on that?
You know, that's six receptions for him, in my opinion. You know, that should be attainable as long as Josh Allen is under center. And one of those catches will be a chunk play, about 25, 30 yards. So that cuts that number in half. So I like that prop there. I think when you look at it from that perspective, you know, he should be able to hit that number pretty easily, I believe, in his ball game. One, because you mentioned Gilmore, but two, you know, you can move him around the formation. He's not relegated to playing inside or outside. So wherever they see fit, wherever they can find the matchup, they're going to put him there and throw it to him.
Stephon Diggs, I mean, since week – jeez, I mean, you don't have to go back. I mean, you can go back as far as you want, really. But since week nine, he is averaging 11.3 targets per game and 9.5 catches per game. I mean, that's good for 103.2 receiving yards per game. He is playing as well as anybody in the NFL right now in terms of receivers. I also think that there may be a little bit of interest here, because, you know, Diggs was traded this offseason, to get him that receiving title. Like, I think that they may want to push and try and get him, you know, give Stephon Diggs a case to be the top wide receiver in the NFL. I think we would most of us would take Davante Adams and maybe a couple other guys, but Stephon Diggs is, you know, pushing for that elite category. And I think Buffalo will be interested in getting him there. So I like the over there. I probably like the over on his, catches as well. I actually didn't even look at that because I'm a moron. Stephon Diggs receptions over 6.5 is -135. I'd take the over on that too.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to take him 6 to get to 85, and he's going to definitely hit that 6 number probably within the first quarter and a half maybe.
Yeah.
So he's going to hit over that reception total.
All right, so we're hammering the over in those spots. Anything else you like from a player prop perspective? I got a couple.
Yeah, you look at Josh Allen. I'm looking at it here. It's +160 that he scores and the Bills win. That's easy money. I also think here, this is an interesting one, at +155, Josh Allen throwing under 1.5 touchdown passes. I think he gets in the end zone with his legs more so than his arm in this one. So we'll see a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown, but not two passing touchdowns in my opinion. And Singletary, over 53.5 total yards at -120. Those are some of the Bills props I like. I think we'll see a lot more Singletary and Moss in this game. You know, that scenario, I believe they'll try to work on and get that stuff rolling as they trek toward the playoffs. But I look at Allen being able to score a touchdown and they win and with good value there, and Allen throwing under 1.5 touchdowns, because I think he's going to get in the end zone with his legs.
Yeah. And these odds are obviously all from our friends at William Hill. I agree with you. I like the Josh Allen anytime touchdown score and Bills win. I don't mind anytime touchdown score Cam Newton -110. I mean, they just give him the ball when they are near the end zone, and that I think they'll get down there enough and Cam will get close enough to scoring that you will see them, utilize him in the red zone. I don't hate Dawson Knox at 16-1 for first touchdown score. I think that's pretty good value because of his role in the red zone and how Josh Allen likes to use him. And then I've also got written down Zach Moss under receiving yards, 7.5. So that's not a big number, but he has 4 catches since week 10. And those 4 catches went for 11 yards total. So he can catch a ball and you still won't lose it. If he catches one and he goes for 8 yards, you're obviously banged in that spot. But I don't hate the idea of going under on Zach Moss, 7.5 receiving yards. I don't think that number will go down a ton because it's so low. And then Cam Newton under rush yards, 39.5. They really just don't use Cam in the open. Like, they don't use Cam as a rusher between the 20s. They use him as a rusher in the red zone, and that's kind of it. So I would look at Cam Newton under rush yards. I think he'll probably be in the 30-ish range, you know, run a bunch in the red zone, but won't end up scrambling, and they'll feed, you know, the running backs. They'll use Jacoby Myers. I could see that happening with Newton.
You know what's funny about that? Because I have one here for the Patriots, and it's +105 Cam Newton over 8.5 rush attempts.
I like that. I like rush attempts.
I think I'll smash that one over. Because like you said, you're going to have your standard quarterback. Let's say you have 4 runs inside the red zone. Then you have 4.5, you know, 4 or 5, let's say for this prop, 5 scrambles. So yeah, I think that's an easier number. I think he has had over 9, you know, all throughout the season. So 9 is the floor. And if that's the floor, then he definitely hits this over on the rush attempts.
I actually like that better than the over rush attempt, because I think he'll rush the ball plenty. I just don't think he'll rush the ball a lot in the red zone. And you're right. Now, you know, you go back and look at that Houston game. He had 3 rushes. But by and large, he is, you know, he's had 9, 14, 7, and 9 the last 4 weeks. He's gone over 39. He's gone over 40 rushing yards twice in the last 4 weeks. So maybe I'm with you there, Emery. Maybe stay away from Cam Newton's under on rushing yards and take the over on his rush attempts, because, you know, if he breaks a long one, you're screwed. But if you're going to, I think you're going to get at minimum 5 to 6 rushing attempts in the red zone just because of how Cam Newton operates, how that Patriots team operates. Okay, so looking at DraftKings, there's actually a free Goodbye 2020 free NFL contest with $1,000 to first place. It is unlimited entries. So, you know, you're good luck winning it, but you have a chance to get $1,000. Of course, there's all kinds of contests available for the showdown in this spot. To me, I think you kind of have to go chalky here a little bit, like the Saints Vikings game on Christmas night. You know, Kamara was just the obvious pick. Like you just load up on Kamara and it paid off. I think you have to go with Stephon Diggs or Josh Allen in the captain spot. And I assume for your purposes, Allen, by the way, 18.9, Stephon Diggs, 11,000. And if you think Allen's going to use his legs in the red zone, then that's the play. You go Allen at captain. If you throw in the Bills defense, which I think is playing really well lately and having a good, could have a good day against Cam Newton, who is not shy about turning the ball over. They're 5,400. Throw in Tyler Bass. You can get Diggs in there. You can add Cam Newton. And then the value play that I like is Isaiah McKenzie at $800. I mean, this is a guy that, he 3 weeks ago, he scored 11 DraftKings points when he got in the end zone. They use him on end arounds. They use him, as a speed burner down the field. And so by getting him for $800, you can really unlock a lot of the rest of the guys.
Yeah. And, with Cam Newton, it's all about, which one will show up. And I think you're right. You kind of lean toward, Allen starting because he's a younger version of what Cam Newton used to be, and so Cam Newton, despite being Cam Newton, he's not as explosive or, quick as he was as is Josh Allen is now, so it's funny to watch both out there on the field because one is doing what the other one used to do or used to be able to do when he was younger. And so you just don't know which Cam Newton will catch fire. And I just feel like when he's throwing the football, a lot of it seems like it, you know how you have those, when you're running sprints and someone has a parachute. And
I know what you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah, you got some drag on you. You're not going as fast, right?
That's how I feel. It looks when Newton is throwing the ball. It looks like it hurts when he's throwing the football, and like it just looks like it's not loose enough to where he can really let it rip. I worry about Newton's health. So I would probably stay away from him in this forest, this fantasy lineup purpose.
Yeah, certainly I don't think you want to make him a captain. If you think the Bills are just going to run away with this game and just bludgeon the Patriots, I don't hate the idea of going contrarian and using Zach Moss. He looks like he's the guy who's going to get the majority of the carries as the true running back. Singletary really used more in the passing game and, when the Bills are in kind of a shootout. I don't hate the idea of going Zach Moss as a captain and, you'll have a bunch of leverage on the field. You hope he can rip off some long runs. You hope he gets the end zone carries or the red zone carries, the goal line carries. And, if you do that, you can pretty much unlock anybody that you want because you're dipping that far down in the captain spot. You can get Allen, Diggs. You need to come back with one Patriot. I think you almost have to come back with either Cam Newton or Jacoby Myers. There's not a lot to love from the Patriots perspective in terms of DFS, but you have to have somebody.
James White would be one I would probably lean toward Patriot wise.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate James White at all. I mean, he's a guy that, especially if they're trailing, James White will be out there in that pass catching role. There's no Rex Burkhead. He's on IR. I don't hate James White at all. He's at 6,200. You can certainly get him in there. He always has a nice high floor in terms of DraftKings. So that's the build that you kind of gotta, I think it was me and RJ maybe talking about, when we did the Steelers Bengals game. Everybody's going to build the showdown stuff out with the bunch of Bills and no Pats. So if you want to be contrarian, if you want to try and flip the script and you think that Bill Belichick has one last hurrah here at home on Monday night and he's not going to go down just getting bludgeoned by the Bills, you could go Patriots here or go with the under and play the defenses, play Cam at captain, play the defenses. Everybody's going to be on Allen and Dick. So there's an opportunity here, certainly, to be contrarian and give yourself a lot of leverage against the field. I say that now, and I'm sure I'll build 40 Bills lineups later this evening. All right, Emery, great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for hopping on for the final Monday night game of the year. Make sure to watch Emery on CBS Sports HQ. Check him out on his picks on Sportsline. Talk to you soon, buddy.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control all desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.